say a word about your money. She just wants to know about his.
Hi, speaking.
Hi, is this Skaya? Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling for Terry Mascufo. You called her this morning, and I'm her daughter-in-law. I'm helping her through the process with the Family First agency and everything.
Agency?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What station are you calling her to do?
Rocky Mascufo?
Yes, give me one moment.
Okay.
One moment. Hi, is this Terry?
This is her daughter-in-law. She's just a little overwhelmed with the process right now. I was just wondering if I could handle this phone call for her.
Sure, no problem. So I'm assuming
okay.
She had, I see her, I spoke with her a couple hours ago. They were having their mass dinner today.
Yes. Your phone is extremely muffled. I don't know. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now or it's still muffled?
That's a little bit better. It's okay. Let me turn it up. Okay, go ahead. I'll do my best.
If you don't hear me, then let me know. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay, perfect. So will you buy the assessment? Do you know how it went?
It went well. Basically, she was here for just some documentation and the financial situation of Rocky. So the next step is the area of aging, I guess, to
exactly.
come out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Did they give you that number to call?
They gave me a number. They said that they would reach out by Thursday. If they don't do that, we will call them on Thursday.
So I'll tell you what we tell our patients to do. We say just call in advance. They usually
okay.
don't reach out to you.
Really?
Hardly ever they do. I'm saying if they do, it's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, which already picked up a lot of weight to the whole process.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay, I'll
right.
call them.
So you have, which number do you have? The 215-765, that one?
Let me see. I'll just put it away. Hold on a second. I have 610-782-3034. Does that sound right?
Well, can't hear you. Oh, you're in Lehigh, can't see. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So give them a call and ask to schedule the assessment. Let me just ask you, let me see if the telehealth was requested. Do you have somebody from New York Best Medical, New York area code, call you in regards to the telehealth form?
As regards to which form?
The telehealth form, the PCP form?
Yeah, I called the doctor. It's on her desk. She's going to email that hopefully today.
Okay. If you want, I can definitely schedule for you where one of our doctors will call you.
And that is something that has to happen for this process to go through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so either you can have your own doctor do it, or we do offer that we have our own doctors who can call you and do it that way.
No, we'll just see. Let's give it 24 hours and see if that'd be easier. If his doctor just fills it out and emails it, I think. So we'll wait on that.
Okay, fine. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
So then I have to call the Department of Aging at this point,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Yes. Do you have my number 267-551-7413? This is the one that I called you on? You called me on?
Yeah.
Just text me with the day and time for when the assessment is, so that as soon as that's done, I'll give you a call and let you know the next step, which will be financial.
Okay.
Okay? Sounds great.
Wait.
Yes.
Financials. Okay, that would be financials. I'm so confused with this whole thing. So that would be financials.
That's why I'm not coming to you all at once, because it could get confusing, but we'll take it step by step. Financials,
okay,
trusting the patient's bank statements. But we'll do that step by step. You're not up to that yet. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, so I am having years of bank statements emailed to my mother-in-law right now. And we
are. That's great.
Okay, so we are emailing them to, let me tell you, c-lackawannaepa.gov.
I'm assuming that's the Lehigh County's email. I would say send it to me as well once you have everything done, because sometimes the county does not receive all these information. And I do have some supervisors' emails that I can email them directly to.
Okay, so you're saying I should email that to two different places then. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, but I wouldn't send them yet. Let's wait till you have your next assessment.
All right. So right now I'm dealing with the Agency of Aging. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good one.